Watch, white liberals block black woman commuting to work during anti-ICE protest. By Paul Bois on June 11, 2025. A video went viral on Wednesday showing white liberals blocking a black woman commuting to work during the anti-ICE protests in Los Angeles. The video showed the woman pleading with the two white liberals to clear the road so that she could get to work while being lectured about the plights of illegal immigrants. "These people are having their children from them and their parents taken," the white woman could be heard telling the black woman while protesters chanted in the background. "But what about my kids?" the black woman shot back. "If I lose my job, then what happens to my kids?" "I can't help you with that," the white woman responded. Though the black woman pleaded for them to move out of the way, the white couple stayed resolute in their defiance. When the person filming the ordeal asked how the couple felt about blocking a black woman commuting to work, they scoffed as if it were no big deal. Reactions on social media were exceptionally negative, with many users highlighting it as an example of white liberal privilege. As Breitbart News reported, violent anti-ICE protests erupted in Los Angeles over the weekend in response to the enforcement of federal immigration laws. Some of the leftist protesters were seen throwing eggs and shouting to warn others about impending raids. KTLA video footage shows lines of law enforcement officers standing in the streets as protesters taunted them, while others blocked a roadway and threw objects at police vehicles. In addition, a car sitting in the middle of an intersection was seen engulfed in flames. On Friday in Los Angeles, law enforcement arrested over 40 people during the raids and search warrant executions, enraging some city officials and immigrant advocate groups, per Breitbart News. Due to the lack of control, President Donald Trump ordered 4,000 National Guard troops into the area so ICE agents could conduct operations. The president has also ordered hundreds of U.S. Marines into the area to help keep the peace. Democrats have condemned the move as an escalation tactic. The federal government is taking over the California National Guard and deploying 2,000 soldiers in Los Angeles, not because there is a shortage of law enforcement, but because they want a spectacle. "Don't give them one. Never use violence. Speak out peacefully," said California Governor Gavin Newsom, D. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.